Welcome to the Floor Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 3rd of March, recording at 9:48 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first, a quick look at the highlights here today. The Asian stock markets were mostly a bit firmer, including India, Japan, and Hong Kong. Slight gain in Australia. The European stock markets were mostly a bit higher. The UK had a good gain, up 1.5%, pushing it back over 6,000. That's the FTSE 100 index, up to 605. Italy and Spain were down on the day, however. The Americas, solid performance. Best by Wall Street. 1.6 on the up on the Dow, 1.72 up on the S&P, 1.84 on the NASDAQ Composite. Now, that's not far off the highs of the day. And moderate gains by Canada, Mexico. Brazil up 1.28%, so that's continued to recover. Elsewhere, long-dated government bonds, they've been hit fairly hard in here today. That's the bond futures prices. And the dollar was a little bit easier here today. Precious metals had a shakeout. And we've got gold down 18 as I speak. That brings it back to 1416, was as low as 1410 and a bit. The platinum price has come back currently 1828. It got down to 1821. Silver currently 3420, having had another look at 35. And fell down to as low as 34.03. And I'd also mention the industrial metal prices were a bit firmer here. I just hesitated there a moment. They were on the LME. I see copper closed with a tiny, tiny loss on the day. The grain and bean complex was quite firm in here today, particularly corn. There weren't many decliners in commodities. Sugar down a tiny bit, crude oil down a tiny bit, and same with natural gas. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, in terms of stock markets, it's been a bit of a nervous period for the obvious reasons of runaway commodity prices, a modest spike in the price of crude oil, concern over the Middle East. But the interesting thing is the prior background to that is that Asia's stock markets and a number of the South American stock markets had all seen mean reversion corrections, which really began around the beginning of November and carried right on up to a few weeks ago. And they've been ranging subsequently and beginning to edge up off those MAs, some of them like India from a little below the MA, but they have been sort of edging up in here today. And although we're only talking about one day's action here on Wall Street, I think Asia will certainly like the closes that have occurred on Wall Street tonight, and also in the Americas generally. So that will lend support at a time when those markets, as I say, had their mean reversion corrections towards the rising 200-day moving averages, best seen on the weekly charts. And that will, I think, encourage more people to I think the way I'm feeling right now is that that's where the better value actually lies. Now, to contrast that a little bit with, let's say, take the two better performers again since November in the West, and among the big ones, that's of course Wall Street, the US market, and Germany. And they've done that with a background of some economic improvement, and we had economic improvement here in the US. Again, data, we're talking about the daily data coming out, but the jobs creation figures, I think, were a little bit better, a little bit signs of the economy and continuing to pick up, albeit with that not inconsiderable help of the Fed's money printing QE2 exercise. But nevertheless, to the extent that that means a better business environment and higher corporate profits, the market, the stock market, is going to like it. But my feeling is that Wall Street, and to a little bit lesser extent Germany, interesting markets, promising markets, important markets, for heaven's sake, but I feel they're due for more mean reversion, having become overextended following those rallies, which carried right on well into towards the end of February. Now, that doesn't mean that they can't range around the S&P, could possibly, and then I said they could possibly move a little higher in the short term, just as we saw. If you think about India back in November, and if you think about the ASEAN stock market indices back in November and December, they were ranging. And then you get some new highs, but they struggled to maintain them and just continued to range, and then eventually broke to the downside to get the reversion back to the mean. I wouldn't be surprised if something fairly similar to that did not occur on Wall Street. I expect it as a matter of fact. But the fact that Wall Street rallied here today, the fact that the economic data is a little bit better, and then the market didn't freak out on the oil price in here today. Lower oil prices were credited with part of the rally. The crude NYMEX got down to almost to the $100 mark. Imagine saying that, got down to almost the $100 mark. And then pushed up again. And it closed where it is right around the 101.78 level. That was down 45 cents on the day, but that's not much. And yet Wall Street held most of those gains overall. So that's not a bad performance in here by the street. Now, looking further ahead, I do expect to see some more commodity price inflation, and I don't see any evidence that the bull run in the grain and bean complex, these staple food prices, I do not see any evidence that that's over. And that's a problem, and you know that that is led to food riots, and indeed higher food prices were cited as a major factor here by the people out on the streets in the Middle Eastern, out on the streets protesting in the Middle Eastern countries. So it's bad enough if you are cowed in a fairly authoritarian regime, or very authoritarian regime. It's even worse if you're unemployed, but it's worst of all if you don't know how you're going to feed your family. And be either because it isn't there or you can't afford the food. So this is still a serious concern going forward. But it's not quite as serious as crude oil, by far the most important commodity still in the world. one distant day, that won't be the case, but I don't expect to live long enough to see that, although I will live as long as I possibly can. And he says with a smile, but I've been saying, that in the short term here, in terms of sentiment, oil is everything. Now, if oil were just to hover around current levels, I think people would calm down. It's the fear of the spike that's the big factor. The thing is that I have also said that a crude spike, and indeed the $10 rise or more that we've seen in the last few weeks, was not due to an increase in demand. It was due to speculative funds. But the trouble is that the consequences of the higher oil price are fundamental. And that's what spooks the market and the business communities and everyone else. And it causes some governments to raise rates. Again, this whole story. Okay. But overall, equities are certainly one of the better games going. And I don't mean that frivolously. Equities are, I think, generally attractive. They can swoon from time to time. My goodness, the Middle Eastern stock markets are swooning right now. Owen reviewed those yesterday, and the old adage, it pays to buy when there's blood in the streets, and there's certainly been some blood in the streets. So we might not be far off that buying opportunity. That probably sounds like a frightening prospect for many of you, and I think I'll pass on it myself. But because there are lots of other investments that I do like, not least in the energy sector, rare earths, uranium mining. So these all interest me. India, China, the old point, you buy when fear is in the air and markets have plunged. That's been good advice for many, many a decade, and it will be this time around too, I suspect. And you want to get nervous when everybody's telling you something's the best game in town. Okay, what else? These long-dated government bond prices. I really think that for the bond prices to move higher, and that means long-dated government bond yields move lower, that really takes the recession threat, double dip, or worse. To come back, because everybody knows that governments have just got these huge debts, and governments in the West, at any rate, have these huge debts, and that they're printing money like mad, and that's inflationary. So they're quite unattractive, in my opinion. There's also Bernanke, and I'd said before that the Fed stood between the treasury bond prices and a further sell-off rise in yields, in other words. That was before we had the outbreak of concerns in the uprisings, rather, in the Middle East. And that revived, as crude oil surged, that revived concerns for the global economy, and rightly so. If we got oil back up to $140, $150, that would be very, very serious, and all other bets would be off, in my opinion. But if we can avoid that, and there's a reasonable chance that we can avoid it over the short term, then again, equities remain the attractive option. Long-dated government bonds remain the least attractive option. There are lots of reasons to be cautious about property markets, either because bubbles have burst and are unlikely to be inflated again quickly, or that would be in the West, or governments, as in China, are trying to deflate a bubble in property. So that leaves equities and commodities, and commodities have had quite a run. They were never meant to be an asset class, and as a consequence of the run, the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, as you know, is under pressure in the U.S. to restrict speculation, particularly in things like crude oil, food, staple food prices, and I agree with that. That somebody might think it's a great idea that some institutional investor with billions to manage and might feel that it's a great idea to pile into crude oil, a crude oil tracker. As you know, Owen and I don't like the trackers because of the contango. I don't want to digress from my point. They may feel it's a great idea to pile into a crude oil tracker. Well, if that tracker does really well, it's going to cause havoc for just about everything else you have, unless those other holdings are government bonds which hold up because of recession fears. And they don't always hold up all that well against background of recession fears, although they generally do. Okay, enough on that point, overall. What about the dollar? I'm hoping that the dollar continues to range. Of course, the market doesn't care what I hope, and it's been drifting downwards, and we have a concern over the Fed's QE. We have concern over the states, the individual states, and those municipal bonds. There were lots of state administrations which agreed to very generous public sector worker pension schemes, which of course they can't afford, and the states are all but bankrupt. So, I'm wondering how short is the fuse between, or before we get a default on one or more of those states. Now, a lot of people say that can't happen, and I had a couple of American subscribers get annoyed when I mentioned it. It might have been a few months ago as a future possibility. It would be unprecedented in terms of modern history, I'm assuming for at least the last century. That's my guess. And one of you will, I trust, correct me if I'm wrong on that point. But I think the risk is fairly high here. We have an interesting situation in Wisconsin. Where I think a Republican governor is challenging the unions on this and trying to roll back those entitlements. Well, how are they going to get out of this without rolling back the entitlements? Now, there are other administrations which would not wish to or not be able to take on the public sector unions. And will they, dare they, actually declare bankruptcy? It's a nasty situation overall, and I think that would further shake confidence not only in the US bond market, but also in the US economy and in the US dollar. So again, we have a soft dollar in here, and I'm beginning to become a wee bit concerned about it. If that starts to break many more support levels in here, I'll become obviously more concerned about it. So, again, go full circle on this. I like equities overall, but we may just find markets treading water here for a few more months. But I'm not overly worried about my long-term investments, particularly if we manage to escape a major oil spike this time around. I'm content with my baby steps, sell high, buy low, short operation in US Treasuries. I think the precious metals probably have further to go, and shakeouts, usually, such as we've seen today, usually prove to be a buying opportunity. It's just that we don't know whether the shakeout is just one day or whether it, goes on for two or 3 weeks. But it does pay to buy following the setbacks, particularly when they move close to the rising 200-day moving average. Commodities have been such a hot game overall, but the concern about soaring prices, and first, soaring prices make the environment more dangerous. I'm thinking now of the agricultural commodities. Soaring prices make again, increase the danger, full stop, not only from the eventual sharp reaction as crops improve or as people sense that crops are about to improve, crop yields, that is, future crop yields, but there may be a significant legislative headwind as well. And I think the commodity shares are certainly preferable to the politically sensitive commodities such as crude oil and the staple foods. And on that note, all the best.